Well, friends, we have been working through the Bible in 2 years with our Alpha and Omega curriculum. Last week, we started kind of a new sermon series looking at the rise and fall of King David. And just as soon as we start it, we're going to tangent for one Sunday. So we're going to do a mid-year reflection. So no sermon today. In fact, there's nothing on the stand here. This is just to keep me, kind of create a barrier between me and you. So mid-year reflection, this is something that we like to do once or twice a year. Didn't really cue it up last week, because if I did, all of the very contemplative people would be really excited, and then the people that hate sitting in silence would leave and not be here. But for us as Christians, we really should be some of the most thoughtful people in the world. We should be people that can acknowledge our sin, that can recognize our feelings and our thoughts. We should be able to sit in silence in the presence of God and just connect with him. And so this is something that we like to do at the beginning of the year, but we thought we would kind of right smack dab in the middle of 2022, just take today's sermon time to kind of reflect on where are you at? How are you doing in your walk with God? How are you feeling in your walk with God? Is God close to you? Is he distant? What would you like to be doing to grow closer to him? So today, we're going to kind of break this reflection time into three parts. We're going to spend about 7 or 8 minutes in each part, and there will be some questions to kind of prompt you to think about your relationship with God, where you're at, and kind of where you'd like to go with the back half of the year. So I'm going to ask Jeremy to cue up some kind of gentle music. We're going to just have some kind of quiet music playing. We're going to turn the lights down a little bit, and we're going to break this into three sections. The first is knowing God. The second is growing together. And the third is showing God to others. Those are the three parts of our mission statement, of our process. We want to know God through worship and spending time with him. We want to grow together with other believers, praying together, getting into God's word together. And we ultimately, our mission is to share our faith, to share love and service with those around us. So we're going to reflect on each of those three topics. And we're going to begin today with the topic of knowing God. And I want to encourage you, if you've got something to take notes on, do that. You can grab some, we have a couple of bulletins left behind if you'd like to take notes on that. Or if you're someone that likes to take notes on your phone, you will not be judged for that. Or you can just spend some quiet time just praying with God as you reflect on these questions. So Jeremy, if we could just put a little gentle music on, we're going to begin with the topic of knowing God. The importance of worship, of giving God the glory and the praise that he deserves through prayer, through Sunday morning worship, through getting in God's word. And one of the places where we see the importance of this is Revelation 4. In Revelation 4, the Apostle John has this interesting vision of the heavenly throne room of God. There's all these creatures and people surrounding God, and it says this: "Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to God, him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne, saying, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and to receive honor and receive power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" Friends, it is built into the DNA of humankind to worship and magnify the name of God. So we have three questions for you to reflect on over the next 6 or 7 minutes, just silently. Why is the worship of God important, and why is it good? Taking time to sing his praise, to read your Bible, to pray, to just be in the presence of God. Why does that matter? And do you actually desire that in your life? Is that something that the pastor tells you to do, or is that something that your heart desires? Secondly, how and where did you feel God's presence in impactful ways this year? The first half of this year, how have you felt that you've been growing closer to God through worship and praise? And then finally, looking ahead, what habits or practices would you like to pursue to grow in your walk with God? And how would you like to pursue that in the back half of this year? So we're going to take the next 6 or 7 minutes and just reflect on these questions quietly. I'll come up and close this section in prayer, and then we'll move on to the next section. Father God, you have created us to be worshipful beings, to be joyful beings, desiring beings, Lord, and we only come alive when we are connected with you. And so, Father, help us in our sluggishness, our apathy, our tiredness, to be sustained by your Spirit and to just desire to give our lives to calling you holy, to spending as much time with you as we can and enjoying you in this world. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, friends, we now move from knowing into growing together. The second principle here of our mission process is that we don't really do anything isolated. We are called to gather together as a family. In fact, that's the core of the gospel. We're welcomed into the family of Father, Son, and Spirit, but we're also welcomed into a family of brothers and sisters. And we need one another, which is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12. He uses this illustration of the body. He says, the body is one thing, but the hand needs the foot, needs the eye, needs the ear. And he says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Friends, we are called to worship together, to serve one another together, to open the word together because we need one another. We need the unique things that every single person here brings to the table. And so this kind of ties in with what we talked about last Sunday, our need for relationships, for mentors, for friends. So the first question to thoughtfully reflect on is, why is serving and worshiping together with other people important? Is this important to you? Do you desire it in your heart? How or where have you had great Christian fellowship at any point in your life? What was that like? Maybe you've never had it. And then third and finally, what are your relationships like currently? How would you like to deepen and create better relationships with other believers this year? So we're going to take just a few minutes here and reflect on those questions. Father God, we thank you for the gift of family and friends. We thank you for godly relationships, Lord, where we pour out and serve others, but we also are built up. We thank you for the models that you've put in our life that we can look to that inspire us and challenge us. God, just pray that you would wake us up in our apathy, our laziness, our anxiety, our fear towards other people, and help us to desire relationships, honest, transparent relationships, so that we can walk together in relationship with others to walk closer to you. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, friends, our last reflection time today is on the topic of showing God to others, which is really the whole point. I mean, everything that we're talking about so far is that we grow closer to God, we grow with family and friends and other godly people for the purpose of demonstrating the glory of God to those that are around us. Matthew 5 talks about this well, right? It's not just handing out tracts and giving gospel presentations, but it's really that our life lived with other people should be the thing that draws them to Christ. In Matthew 5, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and ultimately glorify your Father in heaven." So friends, we are made to not just grow closer to God, but in growing closer to God, to bring God to other people. So the final three questions that we have for today is, how does knowing God, worshiping him, and growing alongside other believers actually help us to show God to those around us? Secondly, where do you primarily interact with people that do not yet know God? And is your desire for them to know the love of Christ? If not, lift that up to the Lord. And then third and finally, who are some non-believers God has put in your life, and how can you regularly pray for or uniquely love them? Even if you do nothing else, you can spend this next 6 or 7 minutes just praying for people that you know, that your love would increase for them, that you wouldn't just say, "I want to give a gospel presentation," but how can I love them and serve them in the name of Christ? So we'll conclude our time of reflection today by reflecting on these items of showing God to others. Father God, may our emphasis as your followers be outward towards those around us, Lord. May we prize the well-being of others above ourselves. May we lay down our rights and our comfort in order to bless others and to serve them as you have served us, Father God. You have placed us in specific people's lives, Father, some Christians, some not Christians, and just pray that we would see those relationships, honor those relationships, and nurture those relationships, Father God. Help us just to extend love and mercy and to showcase you and your goodness and your truth to those around us. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, friends, that is it for our mid-year reflection time. Just want to encourage you, if that is something that is hard for you, which often it is, I'd encourage you to keep practicing it. I think, again, it's important for us as Christians to not just to default, right? Not default into old habits, to not just get caught up in actions all of the time, but to stop, to disrupt our lives for a little bit and just to reflect on where our hearts, where our minds, how are we living, what needs to change. So I'd encourage all of us just to regularly enter into the practice of reflection and meditation and confession and worship. So I'm going to invite the worship team back up for more worship, and we're just going to close our time together in prayer. Father God, we just pray that you would help us to know ourselves so that we can know you better, and as we know you better, that we would know ourselves better. God, may you just transform our hearts with worship. Take our eyes away from things that we continually go to, Lord, which actually dehumanize us, which actually break us down, which distract our minds and our hearts, and may you lead us back to you over and over again. Father, may you help us to genuinely fall into Christian community, mentors and friends and teachers, that we may be discipled and disciple others and enjoy the blessings and the benefit of the different folks that you've put around us. And God, may all of this be for the purpose of mission. May our lives not be about our comfort and our enjoyment, but to live missionally, to see your kingdom grow, to see people be blessed by our presence as your presence blesses us, Father God. We thank you for this time, and we pray that you be with us as we continue to worship your great and glorious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.